Mets big winners again yesterday by a score of 9-3. The offense has really come to life. The pitching has been good, and it's all added up to a couple of wins. Mets are 43-29 on the season. They are 3-4 in the second half. Jupiter is 37-34 overall, and also 3-4 in the second half. Palm Beach off to a good start in the East Division second half. The Cardinals are 6-1. They have a three-game lead over the Mets and the Hammerheads. Daytona is 2-5, four games out of first. Over in the West Division, Dunedin is 5-2, as is Tampa. Those are the early leaders in the second half. Lakeland is 4-2, half game out. Bradenton 3-4, two back. Clearwater 2-5, three back. Fort Myers 1-5, three and a half outs. Other games around the Florida State League today. Dunedin is at Palm Beach. That game should be starting any moment now. The 6:30 games are Lakeland at Clearwater and Tampa at Bradenton. And the late game is Dunedin at Fort Myers at 7. And our first pitch is due to happen at 6:10. And you get a look at the Booster Club Player and Pitcher of the Month. There's Dominic Hamill, Pitcher of the Month. Stanley Consuegra was the Player of the Month. Both well-deserving, easy candidates to root for and choose after they had terrific Junes. With that, we'll take a quick break on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here at Clover Park. There you see joining Robbie Robinson, special guest manager Tristan Schumann. It's Military Appreciation Week weekend here at Clover Park. Tonight we're honoring Gold Star families, those who have lost loved ones in action in the military. Tristan, 11 years old, his dad Jordan Schumann served in the Army in Afghanistan and was killed tragically in 2011, just 24 years old. So great to have Tristan here. He's been with us since 2 this afternoon, shadowing Robbie, taking batting practice, being part of the game planning. So hopefully he's enjoyed his day. It looks like he has. And he's got a great jersey there. All those jerseys will be auctioned off. StLucieMets.com/auction, including number 48, Jacob DeGrom, tomorrow. So start the bidding now for your Jacob DeGrom game-worn and autographed jersey. All right, starting pitching matchup. Let's get to it. For the Mets, it's Robert Colina, 21 years old, from Putohio, Venezuela. Signed by the Mets as an international free agent in 2017. Started this season on the complex side and has since coming over to St. Lucie in May. He's appeared in 7 games with 4 starts. He is 0-2 with a 6.08 ERA. Just gets the start. Coming off a minor league rehab assignment with the FCL Marlins, activated to the active roster for Jupiter, not a rehabber anymore. 26 years old, right-hander, 9th round pick by Miami in 2018 out of the University of Alabama. In his 4 rehab games in the FCL this year, 0-1 with a 2.45 ERA. He last pitched in 2019 in Clinton. was on the injured list for High A Beloit. Walters on the mound for the Hammerheads. For the lineups, we'll begin with the visiting Hammerheads. Leading off and DHing is Osiris Johnson. Carlos Santiago bats second. He will play third. Ian Lewis hits third. He plays short. Brady Allen will play right field batting cleanup. Zach Zubia plays first, hits fifth. Cam Barstad is the catcher hitting sixth. Jorge Caballero is in left field batting seventh. JV and Cody hits eighth. He's in center. And Anahuete Santos is at second base batting ninth. For the Mets, Alex Amirs will lead off and play center. He's had a couple of two-hit games in a row, including a triple and a home run yesterday, four RBI. Stanley Consuegra, the aforementioned Booster Club Player of the Month for June, hits second. He's in left. William Lugo bats third, plays third. Junior Tilling, the shortstop, hitting cleanup. Omar De Los Santos is in right field, hitting fifth. Jack Thomas Lowell bats sixth. He's at first. Justin Guerrero hits seventh. He plays second. Raul Bercierto will do the DHing. He hits eighth. Fernando Villalobos will catch, bat ninth. And that's how the Mets line up. There's a look at your St. Lucie Mets. Those awesome Stars and Stripes hats. I've worn those the last two games. They're 2-0. I have to pry those off the players if they can win on tonight and tomorrow. Mets and Hammerheads meeting for the 17th time. Season series is tied 8-8. Both teams matching 3-4 records in this. Here comes Robert Colina and the rest of the Mets in those camo jerseys. That means the pregame show is in the books as the national anthem is upon us. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll have first pitch on a hot Saturday night from Port St. Lucie. Fan favorite Dan Scott with the national anthem. A few fireworks being shot off post-anthem. They're going to keep going, too. Today's the day before the day, with DeGrom pitching tomorrow. That firework outburst, the show before the show, which is coming up later after tonight's ball game, and then, of course, the big one tomorrow with the post-game fireworks. The first, biggest, and best Independence Day fireworks show on the Treasure Coast coming tomorrow night after Jacob DeGrom and the St. Lucie Mets take on the Jupiter Hammerheads one last time. Robert Colina is going to get an early visit here from the home plate umpire, Matt Wachowski. I guess he had something on his body or in his hand. Not allowed that. So he'll walk off and leave it behind. Oh, a glove issue. So it's going to have to be repaired, or a new glove will have to be handed over. That's what you want as a starting pitcher, right? When it's 91 degrees and it feels like 100 out and you're ready to start your day, and the umpire comes out and tells you that you have a piece of equipment, a glove that is out of order. So we wait, and we'll take you around the Mets' defense while Colina waits. There's the catcher, Fernando Villalobos, which means Juan Loyo is going to get to catch Jacob deGrom tomorrow. William Lugo at third, Junior Tillian the shortstop, Justin Guerrero at second, Jack Thomas Wold is the first baseman, Consuegra in left, Ramirez in center, De Los Santos is in right. Now Colina. It's hot. It's clear right now. There is a tiny little cell that has popped up behind us, but it does appear to be moving out towards Okeechobee, moving inland for all of you folks who aren't familiar with Florida. So let's hope it stays dry tonight. We had enough bad weather in the first half of this series. Good weather yesterday. We would really like good weather tomorrow. It appears the forecast is like it always is in Florida tomorrow, not a 40% chance of rain, but usually that's a sign that we can at least play ball. Look at both lineups. Johnson highlighted. We'll lead it off. Johnson hit a two-run homer in the fifth inning on Wednesday afternoon's game. Little did we know at the time that that would be the last inning. Big-time storm blew up right over Clover Park, washed out the entire fields. A lot of lightning. Could not resume, and that 3-2, that homer that made it 3-2 was the winner. Throw down to second complete. My Villalobos, and now here comes Johnson. Johnson, after the game-winning home run on Wednesday, sat Thursday and yesterday, and his return to the lineup went 1-for-4, the single and a hit-by-pitch from the leadoff spot. So he digs in. Wachowski signals for the first pitch from Colina, and it's on the way, and it's high for ball one, and we're underway. The three prior times Johnson led off the game, he swung at the first pitch and made an out. And he has taken two in a row out of the zone here. First pitch was at 6:14. It's 91 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Colina misses with the fastball. And it's 3-0. And he's got a different glove now. You just wonder how the mini delay has thrown off his start to the first batter. 3-0, a called strike. Swing and a miss for strike two. And Johnson does not get cheated. Momentum took him all the way out of the box. Full count. Fastball spoiled, right back to the net. Fastball driven into right field. This will chase De Los Santos on the run. Reaches out and it's past him. Off the wall. De Los Santos gets to it, throws it back to the cutoff man, Guerrero. That will be a stand-up double for Osiris Johnson. Well struck ball by the leadoff man for Jupiter. Hammerheads have gotten off to good starts the last couple of games. They got a two-run homer yesterday. They didn't get off to a good start, I should say, on Thursday, but a 2-0 lead yesterday had evaporated fairly quickly. Mets offense surging right now, so Jupiter looking for a good start. put a little pressure on the Mets. Here is Carlos Santiago. He takes a ball outside. Santiago promoted to Jupiter from the FCL at the start of the series. Takes this pitch inside, 2-0. Santiago 3-4-11. His first three games as a hammerhead, fouls one off. Villalobos for a strike. Fly ball, deep right field, De Los Santos back, trying to find room. He looks up and it's gone. Carlos Santiago, his first home run as a Jupiter Hammerhead. Makes it 2-0. Towering fly ball, just clears the shortened right field wall. Two-run blast, and it's 2-0 Jupiter before the Hammerheads have made it out. Just like yesterday, a two-run homer in the first inning. So a double and a two-run homer for the first two batters against Colina. Not what he was looking for. Next up, Ian Lewis, he swings through a fastball. Two, curveball fouled off. Well, let's stat cast it up for Carlos Santiago. His first single-A home run came on a curveball at 75 miles per hour, exit velocity 100.1 miles per hour, high launch angle of 34 degrees, hit at 398 feet. It's a good poke. 5.6 second hang time. It was way up there. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball, and Ian Lewis goes down swinging. A first out for Colina. Brady Allen next. Right fielder hitting 242. Seven home runs, and curveball greets him. So even though Kalina's given up a home run, a long home run on that curveball, he's gone back to it. Curveball stays high at 76. One strike on the corner. Curveball hit hard on the ground. Guerrero right to it. Keeps his feet under him. Throws to first, and that retires Brady Allen. First two batters, double and a home run. Next two, strikeout and a ground out. Quina trying to limit the damage as he approaches 20 pitches in the inning, facing Zach Zubia. Starts him off with the ball outside, not by much. We do have the challenge system in play today. This pitch is just off, 2-0. Yesterday's home plate umpire, Alex Lawry, 7 challenges. He was right 6 times. Now, Watkowski, when he had the challenge game on Thursday, was not quite as sharp. This ball up, it's 3-0. And now the fans getting on the umpire. But, hey, you can do that now. The fans getting on the umpire on the regular Robo-ump days, always humorous. 3-0 pitch, a high strike. Tomorrow, for those wondering, yes, the Mets and the Hammerheads will play with the challenge system, so Jacob deGrom will have that at his disposal. Something tells me he won't need it, but schedule the pitch 2 innings tomorrow. And teams, for the most part, have shied away from using challenges that early. Something tells me if Jacob deGrom wants to challenge a Alex Lowry call, he will. Or maybe he won't. Maybe he doesn't care. 3-2 pitch. Called third strike. Zubia takes it looking. No challenge from him. Good rebound in that at-bat and the inning for Colina. Double home run. Then strikeout, ground out, strikeout. So 2-0 Jupiter after the top of the first, just like yesterday. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What? You need a hot grill. And
an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Ramirez is on a heater. Couple of hits in Thursday's win. Double and a single plus a walk. He had a walk plus a triple and a home run yesterday. So over the two games, hitting for the cycle. Oh, that does not count. What does he have out of the gate today against Jake Walters, 26 years old from the University of Alabama, off a rehab assignment for the FCL. Trying to work his way back up to high A Beloit. He begins with ball one. And then a fastball for a strike at 88. Amir's hitting 288. The home run yesterday was his sixth. He's got 35 runs driven in. Starting to lock in. And he shoots one off to the right, but that's going to land foul out towards the Jupiter bullpen. Count is one and two. Ball fouled away. Swing and a miss on the fastball at 88. Well placed. Ramirez strikes out. And now Stanley Consuegra, off of his Booster Club Player of the Month award, received that pregame for those who watched early. How about the Mets outfield? All three outfielders. And starting outfielders from game one have won the award. Ramirez in April, De Los Santos in May, and Consuegra in June. That leaves Carlos Dominguez for next month, right? As his pitch is outside. Remember, Carlos was even on the opening day lineup. Might be the best Mets outfield combined in quite some time. And Swager flies one towards the right side. Allen in foul ground catches it for the second out. Stanley led the Mets in total bases, doubles, triples, homers, and RBI last month, and OPS and slugging. Again, he was a relatively easy choice for that award. Some months are tougher than others. Two up, two down. William Lugo at the plate. He lines one to right field. Allen giving chase. It's over him and bounding off the wall. This bud's for you. This double is for you, William Lugo. So a two-out base runner. Junior Tillian will bat. Robbie Robinson toying whether to put Lugo third or Tillian third in the order. Well, it worked out right there. Robbie said we're going to put Lugo batting third, and he pays it off with a double in his first at-bat. His 13th double of the season. Now Junior Tillian is up. And he takes a slow slider at 78 for strike one. Lines one foul or strike two. Walter's pitch bounces away from the catcher Barstad. Down to third goes back. Barstad had trouble finding where that was. Went off his catching gear and bounced high and behind him. So a two-out wild pitch sends Lugo to third base. First ball, the at-bat, one and two on Tillian. That's aiming to steal a run here in the home first, trailing 2-0. Won't get it as Tillian strikes out on the high fastball. Two strikeouts for Walters in his first start for Jupiter this season. Strands a runner at third base. We've played one at Clover Park tonight. Mets down two.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase at LucyMets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
A lot of seats filled in right behind home plate for tonight's game. You think that'll be the case tomorrow? Fans can get an up-close look at Jacob DeGrom. His two-inning rehab start. How do we think DeGrom's going to do tomorrow? against these A-ball Hammerheads. Do we think the seventh batter in the Hammerheads order tomorrow gets an at-bat against DeGrom? Again, he's scheduled to pitch two innings. Well, if DeGrom gets a 1-2-3 inning in the first two, then the seventh batter won't get a chance against the big leaguer, the best pitcher of this generation. Cam Barstad fouls one off to the left. Colina's pitch is fouled off to the left by Barstad again. Recall last year, Jacob DeGrom made a rehab start against the Palm Beach Cardinals down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That's the other team that shares Roger Dean with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Barstad strikes out, a third strikeout for Colina. DeGrom faced 10 batters in that game. There was an error to lead off the game, then a batter made an out. Then DeGrom struck everybody else out after that. 10 batters faced, 8 strikeouts. There's Jorge Caballero, and he takes a strike. Some of the quotes out of the Cardinals locker room after that game were epic. And they were having a time of their lives despite being mowed down. 0-1 pitch is high. DeGrom, second pitch of the game last year against Palm Beach, hit 102 miles per hour. A 1-1 on Caballero. He throws, takes it up high. So it'll be the second year in a row that DeGrom rehabs with St. Lucie. That was a quick rehab, and it all happened because it fell into place so nicely. 2-1 pitch is up high. The New York Mets at that time were in Miami on an off day, so DeGrom was able to bolt up I-95 with pitching coach Jeremy Hefner. Got the three innings in and then went right back down to Miami with the big club. And if it had been, as this pitch is a miss, but the Mets are going to challenge.
Pitch has been challenged.
It's a strike.
Pitch has been ruled a strike. The count is 3 balls, 2 strikes.
So instead of a walk, it's a full count for the moment. Villalobos, the correct challenge. Mets have all three remaining. Payoff pitch, ball four, a challenge again. Yeah, I don't think this one's a strike, though. Ball. It was close to the previous pitch, but it was a little further out. So one good challenge, one bad there. And, yeah, you're allowed to challenge back-to-back pitches. Javian Cody next. Snaps the streak of four straight batters retired by Colina. One on, one out. 2-0 Jupiter in the second. And a strike at the knees. Cody asks for time. Cody yesterday 0 for 4. Did score a run after reaching on a fielder's choice. Curveball, good pitch. Knee buckle. No 2 pitch, strike 3. Cody stumped, will linger for a moment before heading back to the dugout. Will not use a challenge. Went Colina, really all or nothing here. Double, home run, strikeout, ground out, strikeout, strikeout, walk, strikeout. And Anahuedes Santos is up, number 9 man in the order. Switch hitting second baseman. There's a look at Caballero, who will be checked back over. He is safe. Yeah, so DeGrom last year, if the Mets were not in Miami at the time and there was no off day and Jupiter, Florida wasn't so closely located to Miami, he probably doesn't make that rehab start. This pitch goes low. He probably either takes a live BP against Mets hitters somewhere else or doesn't join St. Lucie. But this rehab assignment will be a little different from last year. DeGrom has missed all season. It's been a slow buildup from his stress reaction in his right scapula, which is basically your shoulder blade, a bone injury. A little different than muscles and tendons. And it'll be at home, too. Last year, rehab start was on the road as this ball is fouled off, so the home fans didn't exactly get to enjoy it, although quite a few Mets fans did show up in Jupiter. But he liked those rehab assignments to be at the home ballpark, so the home crowd can enjoy. Ticket people like that. Strike on Santos, it's 2-2. Again, tomorrow's game, special start time of 6:10. It was always that way. The DeGrom appearance is going to be a major bonus. You can get to the ballpark. Here's a fly into right center. This is going to drop. Ramirez rallying to it. Here comes the throw to second base. Safe, a double for Santos. Caballero holds at third. The third extra base hit of the night against Colina. Now he will face Johnson, who belted a double to start the game. So two outs with the runner on first is now two outs with runners at second and third. It's early, but still a big spot. A hit makes it a 4-0 game. In all likelihood. There's a ball fouled off the end of the bat on the curve. Happy young man. Planted up there in the top row. Gets himself a souvenir. 0-1 pitch. Missed. Yes, no sellout tomorrow, but tickets are going faster since the announcement at 1:30 today that DeGrom is here, and it's assigned seating tomorrow, so if you want a good seat to see Jake up close, I advise you to purchase online tonight. Ticket office opens tomorrow at high noon. Expect a good walk-up crowd. Ball and two strikes on Johnson. Check swing. The Mets will ask for the appeal. Lowry said he did not go. Two's across the board. Balls, strikes, outs, runners on base. Fastball popped up. That will land off the roof. Mets have a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Miguel Alfonseca. As Quina approaches 50 pitches, still looking for the last out of the second inning. Fastball grounded deep to third. That will go foul. Two two again, curveball, fouled again. Look out, and the camera will. Helene and Ed down there tonight, and our unmanned low third camera. Oh, let's not take out the camera a day before DeGrom pitches. Don't have a replacement. Another foul. Johnson and Colina in quite a battle here. And you know how these go. The longer they last, the more it tends to tilt towards the hitter. This is kind of like the first inning. A long at-bat, too, and Johnson hit a double. 2-2, a line drive off the glove of Lugo into left field. Two runs are going to score. Johnson will stop at first. I think he might have been caught watching if that was going to be snagged or not. 4-0 Hammerheads. Just out of the reach of Lugo if he's playing maybe a half a step back. Might be able to grab that. Cyrus Johnson in two innings at the plate. 2-for-2. A double, a single, a run scored, and two runs driven in. So no problem coming in. And a 4-0 early lead, and Victor Ramos will head out to the mound. So, well, if you're the Hammerheads, you want to get off to a good start today because you're unlikely to get off to a good start tomorrow. Tavo with the shoulder, hand on the shoulder of Colina, just trying to nurse him through really one more out before Alfonseca can take over. After DeGrom pitches tomorrow, his two innings, Dom Hamill is scheduled to follow, and he's been obviously the Mets' best starter for quite some time now, the June pitcher of the month for the team. So if you think DeGrom can go two and Hamill has the good stuff and can go a few more innings after that, five or six, then Mets might not need a whole lot of actual relief pitchers tomorrow. So maybe they can use a good amount of pitchers tonight. Now here's Santiago, a two-run homer in the first. He strikes one to deep center. Ramirez going back. He will have room. Alex makes the catch and ends the inning. But the damage done. Double and a single with two outs helped score two runs. And Jupiter has a 4-0 lead early in this one over the Mets on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, five Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Long way to go in this one. Mets offense, which has been really good the last couple of games and in the series on the whole, needs to be good again tonight. Scoring 22 runs the last two games. And Omar De Los Santos, actually not really a big part of that, which is surprising. Takes a strike. And strike two. Yesterday, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. And the day before, 1-for-5 with a single. He takes this pitch just outside from Jake Walters. Well, Walters, I'm not sure he's hit 90 miles per hour today, but he's a 26-year-old college pitcher from Alabama. Very old for this league. Probably has a good idea of how to get guys out. One off of his glove and no chance to get De Los Santos. Had to grab that one clean to beat Omar. Too fast. This is probably going to be an infield hit as Walters takes the quick stab at the comebacker. It is a hit. Jack Thomas Wold is up. He's heating up. RBI triple on Thursday, the 13-3 win yesterday. A two-run single, scored twice. Got a great glove at first and good range. Now starting to come alive at the plate. Got four home runs and 20 driven in, and he shoots one deep left and foul. Now Wold has to take one to give Omar a chance to steal his 44th base. Check him out, and he is safe. Yeah, yesterday Omar got on base in the sixth inning with a single, and Wold swung at the very next pitch, and it was a fielder's choice. Mets got a run, three runs in the inning, but Omar didn't get a chance to steal. He's leaning, and he's off. Pitches inside. Barstad's throw late. Omar is off the bag and out. Well, the umpire, Lowry, a better view than up here. Thought he might have held on with the foot. Well, he certainly beat it, the throw. But the tag by Lewis stayed on. That's the first out. And now Wold slices one into left field, and that's caught by Caballero chest high. So two down and a promising start to the inning. It's gone the other direction for the Mets. But yeah, even though, you know, Walters is not going to overpower the Mets, it doesn't look like, you know, if he can move it around and has a good idea of how to approach hitters, which it looks like he does, he can navigate a tough A-ball lineup. He throws this one to the backstop. Guerrero, since coming back to the Mets lineup, has produced. Home run in the opener on Tuesday. Went 2-for-4 Thursday. An RBI and a run scored. All he can do is keep playing hard, keep playing well, and hope for that return call up to high A.
Pitch is challenged
by Jupiter.
Sorry.
And it's a loss. So 2-1. Now Jupiter down to two challenges, just like the Mets. 2-1 pitch, and this is a stinger into left center field. On the move is Cody. He's there to make the out. Infield single, caught stealing, and two lineouts for Jake Walters. He faces the minimum. Jupiter, a 4-0 lead after two. We'll see who will pitch the third for the Mets.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco beat three times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Robert Colina is going to give it a go in the third inning. The leash might be short, giving up two runs in the first and second. He'll face Ian Lewis to begin the third. He struck out Lewis first time up and greets him with the curveball low, ball one. Two-run homer for Santiago and a two-run single for Johnson, the damage. A ball high and it's 2-0. Fly ball, left side, tough play. Lugo ranging back with the little jump, makes the catch. Tough play for a third baseman. Lugo off balance, pulls it down. Here's a second look. That little leap at the last second. With the pitcher struggling, any out you can get is much appreciated. Talked about that last night with Joel Diaz, young 18-year-old pitcher for the Mets. So good last year, struggled this year in St. Lucie. Mets defense helped him out early. Made a big difference in how the game played out. 0-1 to Allen. A ball off the plate. Ball just out, challenged by the Mets. Villalobos challenges and loses it. Now the Mets are getting too loose with these challenges. There's a difference between thinking it's a strike and wanting it to be a strike. And the last couple have not been smart challenges. There's ball four on Brady Allen. It's the second walk from Colina, and it brings up Zach Zubia. Colina has faced Jupiter one other time. It was at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and it was his worst outing of the year. Out of the bullpen, giving up four hits and five runs, walking three in just an inning and two-thirds. Starts Zubi with the strike at the top of the zone. Curveball skips away, nearly goes into the Mets' dugout. A wild pitch sends Allen up to second. So there goes any hope of a ground ball double play, which the Mets turned two yesterday. Now we have 61 double plays on the season. One-one, Zubia frozen on that strike. Zubia five home runs, 22 driven in. Being 229. He got a lot of playing time here in the spring when the Marlins came up to face the Mets in big league spring training. Figures to be up here several more times. Six-game series up here at Clover Park later in the second half. 2-2 curveball, and Zubia hits it high and deep to left. Ramirez gives it a look, and it's a moonshot out of the park. His sixth home run. Towering fly ball, and it's 6-0 Hammerheads. Second home run given up by Colina. That was one of the more impressive home runs. Just a nice high trajectory. Zubia will remember that one. And that will get the Mets bullpen going again, as Colina just doesn't have it tonight. There was one high to Barstad, who he struck out on three pitches last time. This one behind 2-0. Home run was on a curveball, slow curve at 74 miles per hour, exit velocity 104 miles per hour, 34-degree launch angle, and wow, 431 feet. Here's a strike call challenged by Cabby Barstad. He loses, and the Hammerheads are down to one challenge. The both teams down to one challenge. The rest of the game, we're only in the top of the third. And on the next pitch, a fly into center. And Ramirez, in the Alex Ramirez style, makes the catch. Two down, and Caballero back up. Took a walk and scored in the second. At 431 feet for Zubia. Deep left center. Here's a fly ball struck into center field. That will turn Ramirez around. Still backpedaling. Sets up camp. Mayo is out. Another well-struck ball, but that's out three. Two runs in each of the first three innings for the Hammerheads. They're starting to pull away inning by inning. They lead 6-0 on this Saturday night.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
I think these folks like being on the camera, don't you? Fan cam here at Clover Park. You got to look up there at some of the party areas, open air party decks, the suites. You know, the suites have been sold out all week here. Great place to watch a game, a luxury suite. With catering. These folks have had a good time the last few days. If you're interested in coming and watching the game from the suite, it's not that pricey. Birthday parties, anniversaries, just having a good time. Give us a call, shoot us an email. info@St. Lucie Mets. We'll set it up. There's Bear Sierta up at the plate for the first time. He's in a one ball, one strike count. Mets down six, and they still have two guys who haven't come to the plate yet. And Raul, one of them, and then Villalobos next, and then back to the top against Walters. He's faced one over the minimum through the first two innings. Trying to settle things down on the mound for the Hammerheads. Bear Sierta flies one deep left center field. This one's got a chance to go, and it will. Bye-bye baseball. Raul Bear Sierta gets the Mets on the board with his fifth home run of the season. That'll make it 6-1. Maybe that's the spark the Mets needed. There's another look. That ball leaked over the plate. Bear-Sierta turned on it. Just does clear the wall. And Caballero gave it a jump, but no chance. Pitch fouled off by Villalobos. Mets have now homered in every game of this series. A positive development, that seven-game losing streak. The home run's kind of dried up. This is a home run hitting team. Pitch is low. That's the Mets' 76th home run of the season. And here we are in game number 73. So still outpacing games played with homers. A tough thing to do, especially as the season and summer wears on. Two balls and a strike on Villalobos. He grounds one out to second. Santos makes the play for the first out of the inning. That completes the first turn through the lineup.
Number 25, center fielder Alex Ramirez.
Walters fared pretty well against the top hitting team in the league, which came in on a roll. And he can live with a solo home run when your team has spotted you a 6-0 advantage. Give up the home run, an infield hit to De Los Santos, and a double to Lugo, and got everybody else out, including Ramirez, who he struck out. Now Alex will take a called strike on the corner. Another called strike on the corner, nothing and two, and with one challenge left, as the hitter, you just have to accept these calls. Maybe if it's a strike three, you might pull the trigger. Ramirez line drive into left field for a hit. Clears Ian Lewis, the shortstop. Continues to swing a hot bat. Gets a pitch to hit on 0-2. Goes right after it. And Ramirez, who only stole 6 bases in April and May, stole 12 in June. We'll see if he wants to take off at some point. Stanley Consuegra 0-for-1 at the fly out to right. There's Alex getting a lead. Growing by the second, he's not going. Ground ball. Lewis right off the chest. Knocks it down. Gets a throw-via over towards the Hammerheads dugout. And it kicks away from him. And now Ramirez will score. And Consuegra up to second. What happened to the Hammerheads defense? Mets took advantage, that's what happened. All right, Lewis, that's a tailor-made double play ball. Yes, hit hard. If he gloves it clean, he's got two. Deflected off his glove, off his chest. The throw to first base was late, and Zubia, who's been so good at picking balls, could not pick that one, and then he really lost the handle over by his dugout. Tried to save it from going in the dugout, and I think he accidentally flipped it further away. So Ramirez scores from first on a ball that was grounded to short. Two errors on the play. One on Lewis, one on Zubia. This ball bounces away, and now Consuegra goes to third. And with one out here in the home third inning, the Mets have a chance with Lugo at the plate to cut the deficit in half. William doesn't even need a hit. One-oh pitch, a strike. Lugo doubled first time up. Nubs one off the end of the bat. Nice save on this pitch outside. Back to that Stanley Consueger plate. Stanley's being credited with an infield single by official scorer Bill. And looking back at it, even though it was hit right to Lewis, that ball was hit 111 miles per hour. So, yeah, that's tough error. So an infield hit. Here's a ball challenged, and it's a ball, and Jupiter's out. Jupiter's lost all three challenges tonight. They're done for the rest of the game. No ill-advised challenge there. Again, if you're down to one challenge, you really need to save it for either later in the game or to prevent a walk as a pitcher or prevent a strikeout as a hitter. Here's a ground ball. That's going to get a run in. Lewis makes the nifty stab, the jump throw. Safe! Infield hit for Lugo. An RBI single. And that'll make it a 6-3 game. Here comes the Mets offense. And here comes Glenn Dishman, pitching coach, to have a word with Walters. And maybe the Mets starting to figure out Walters here. He's not throwing overly hard. Mets. A couple infield singles here. Granted, one was 111 off the bat. But again, a lot of game to go. Mets once down 6-0. Made it 6-3. Jupiter has a reliever starting to throw in the pen. Two and 0 on Tillian, and struck out in the first. Off the end of the bat, he pops one into foul territory. Going to be close, and it lands on the fan side. Net ball. There you see the kids at the top of the screen running for it. Blue shirt got it. Ball fisted foul straight back. Biggest deficit the Mets have overcome this year, 5. Trying to come back from down 6. One on, one out. Another foul by Tillian. He reached the hand up and thought about challenging, but with one left, didn't pull the trigger. I think wisely so. Angel Espada coming out and he will pull the plug on Walters, who again is just off rehab assignment for the FCL Marlins. New pitcher coming in the game for the Hammerheads. Mets clawing back into this game. Have one on with two outs, trailing 6-3 in the third.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Joey Steele pitching for Jupiter. Not on the roster. That's always fun. He will face Omar De Los Santos. First, Steele trying to strand an inherited runner. Curveball misses outside. One oh curve, a strike. Two-one curve, strike two. Fastball got De Los Santos swinging for a strikeout. Good inning for the Mets. They put a dent in the big lead of the Hammerheads. Started the inning down six. We'll leave it down three. Raul Berciarte clubs a home run to get things started. Fourth inning coming right up at Clover Park. 6-3 Jupiter.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit A Day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Javian Cody is going to lead it off for the Hammerheads in the fourth, and it's against Robert Colina. Met starter trying for better as he fouls this one, gets a foul off this pitch straight back. He's given up two runs in each of the first three innings. Fouls this ball aside. It's 0-2. And Colina trying to finish off Cody. Not on this pitch. Struck Cody out in the second. A couple of two-run homers on curveballs left over the middle by Colina have cost him. He gets a swing and a miss here on a bad pitch. And Villalobos throws down to first. That completes the out. And close. A good start for Colina. Again, trying to give the Mets innings, trying to finish on a positive note. Mets have battled back to make a game of it. Anahuete Santos is up. Roped a double in the second. It's a hard ground ball. Guerrera sliding in the grass. Throws to first. Wold on the bag. Out number two. Nifty by Guerrera at second.
Number four, designated hitter, Osiris Johnson.
Once again, when you have a pitcher who's scuffled on the mound, any out you can get as a defender goes a long way. Now, Colina has retired four in a row since the Zubia home run. Gets a foul here. Trying for 1-2-3 fourth, and maybe that would give an outside shot to pitch the fifth. This pitch inside. Ball and a strike. Curveball lined into left field, a base hit for Johnson. And three for three off Colina now. Another curveball left over. Osiris Johnson having himself a game. Three hits, two driven in, one run scored. Carlos Santiago will come up for a third time against Colina. Hit a two-run homer in the first, then flew out to deep center in the second. First pitch, a called strike. Snap throw to first. Out in time. Win two. Colina again a chance to put the Marlins to rest in the top of the fourth, aiming for his best inning yet. Another foul ball and a fastball. 0-2 missed in. Fly to left, ranging back a little bit as Consuager. That does it. A 1-2-3 inning for, not a 1-2-3 inning, but a scoreless inning for the first time for Colina as he retires three of four batters in the inning. Momentum is on the Mets' side. They'll bat next in the home fourth, trailing by three on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Hey,
Jack Thomas Wold facing Joey Steele, and Wold fouls one straight back. Wold a line out left in his first at-bat in the second. Both teams six hits, two errors for Jupiter, none for the Mets. Jupiter out to a 6-0 lead, now leading by three in the middle innings. Wolf fouls one off himself. Ouch. He's got that guard there, but I think that hit inside of the ankle, not on the shin. And slowly push himself up. Kiyoshi will come out. Not fun as a hitter. Grimace from Wolds, drafted last year. The middle rounds out of UNL. Second stint with St. Lucie, finished last year with the Mets, part of the division winning Mets last season over these Hammerheads. Mets beat the Hammerheads last game of the regular season. Reed Berniak's first and only season as Mets manager. And this is Jupiter's first trip back up to Clover Park since. Some names familiar. That was a wacky end of the season because Mets won on mere percentage points. Rainouts actually helped. This ball is grounded to first, nearly crossing his feet as Zuby, but he gets the out before Wold makes it halfway. Nobody on for Justin Guerrero, lined out to deep center in the second. Curveball gets the swing and a miss. Ball had some bite at the end. Foul off the fastball, 87. 0-2 high. Full count. Steele, 26 years old, from San Francisco, 30th round pick out of the University of San Francisco by Miami in 2019. And Guerrera flies one into center, grabbing it for the second time is Cody. And Justin's flied out to JB and Cody twice. And Steele was pitching the FCL Marlins, 3 games, 1 start, 5 scoreless innings. We're coming over here to the Jupiter team. So like Walters before him, trying to get back up to high A ball in Beloit. Wonder what it's like in Beloit, Wisconsin. That's quite a sea change, right, from Jupiter, Florida. Curveball for a strike. Miami has an interesting farm system. They go from Jupiter in single A to the Beloit high A, and I believe Jacksonville, Florida double A, over to Pensacola, Florida triple A. So you got the Wisconsin team as the outlier. There's Bear Sierta fouling one off. Raul homered last time up. Trying to join Junior Tillian and Carlos Dominguez as Mets have a multi-homer game. Figures to have a few more shots. 0-2 pitch, and he somehow gets a piece to stay alive. Rolls this curveball deep to third. Here comes the throw by Santiago. Raul makes it close, but he's out. Good play by Carlos Santiago at the hot corner. A 1-2-3 inning for Joey Steele. We're through four at Clover Park on a steamy Saturday. Jupiter leads St. Lucie 6-3.
Ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Number two, shortstop Ian. Robert Kulina coming off his best inning tonight, aiming to go five innings, giving the Mets some length as he faces Ian Lewis and throws a ball high. Two runs in the first, second, and third. Kulina put up a zero in the fourth. Ground ball. Uh-oh, first base unoccupied. Somebody's got to get there, and it splits Kulina and Wolds. An error. As Guerrero kind of threw it to a spot where neither player was. Wold on contact went for the ball, and that was going to be trouble trying to race back. And even though there was time for Guerrero and time for Wold to get back, Wold didn't really get to the bag as Kulina broke off. So we'll see who the error is on. I think it's got to be on Guerrero, but, I mean, it is. He makes the play. He throws to the bag, but nobody's really on the bag. But technically that has to go on the thrower of the ball. So Mets have played good defense recently. Not a good play there. And again, not helpful for a pitcher that has struggled tonight to turn a routine out into a base runner. And here's Allen, who has walked and grounded out. And ball low. 2-0. Alfonseca keeps pitching in the Mets' bullpen. And he was out there pitching in the second inning. So this is all really bonus right now for Kulina. Fly to right. Long run towards the line. De Los Santos makes the catch for out number one.
425, first baseman,
Zach Zubia. He digs in, coming off the home run in the third inning. Two-run shot out on a hanging curveball. Well over 400 feet. Kulina will check the base runner safe. Wow, Lewis almost fell off the bag, too. A little casual walking back to the base. That is safe. 0-1 pitch is low. Once again, hammering home that tomorrow, Jacob DeGrom Day here at Clover Park. He will start the 6:10 night game, pitch two innings against these Hammerheads. Tickets available, stlucymets.com. Box office opens at noon. Good seats still remain, but it is assigned seating, and those seats behind home plate are going fast. So if you want a good view of DeGrom, best pitcher generation, hop online now. Don't wait. Plus, you get the post-game fireworks. July 3rd or 4th, whichever game the Mets are home every year, is the biggest game of the year. And the fact that Jacob DeGrom will pitch adds something even more electric to it. Ball fouled off. Not since Tim Tebow played here on July 4th can I remember a July 3rd or 4th Independence Day celebration game as big as the one we'll have tomorrow. Don't know if we'll top the 6,900 attendance on that 2017 night when Tebow was patrolling the left field area, sometimes right, and occasionally center, but it'll be a big crowd. Here's a pitch over the head of Zubia, and Lewis will trot on down to second. A wild pitch. Kulina running on fumes. Full count on Zubia. Game will be broadcast, of course, on MILB TV tomorrow. So if you can't make it, tune in there. That'll be our biggest audience of the season. 3-2 pitch outside for ball four. So an error and a walk in the inning. It's first and second with one out. Barstad due to hit. Kulina over 90 pitches. Alfonseca ready in the bullpen. Will Robbie Robinson make the move right here? Yes. Pitching change coming for the Mets. Robbie will enter your screen right side. Or in the middle of your screen. And make the first pitching change of the night. Colina, 4 1/3 innings. Went further than it looked like he could based on the start. And Alfonseca will come in trying to keep the Mets down just 3.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Miguel Alfonseca pitching for the Mets. It's his second relief appearance since being returned to the team. Again, he broke camp with the St. Lucie team, was on the opening day roster. That's a tough opening day roster to crack from a pitching standpoint. A lot of good pitchers were held back. And Alfonseca did not last. He was demoted after being touched up by Palm Beach on May 7th. Came back on June 25th to face Palm Beach again, did much better. So well rested, about a week, and he gets a fastball by Barstad. And he throws hard, and he was throwing strikes when he was here, which is both good things, but he was getting hit hard. You think a guy who throws hard and throws strikes would get more swings and misses, but he did not. Barstad fouls one back. Barstad, a strikeout and a flyout. Alfonseca steps off. That's step off number 1 of the at-bat. He goes to the rosin. How about those cleats that Miguel's wearing? Baby blue and yellow. Almost like a greenish. Slider missed. A challenge. The Mets down to one challenge. None. Now, all 4 challenges came from Villalobos, the catcher. Was right on the first one, but now has missed the rest. Big turnaround for Matt Wachowski, the home plate umpire. Thursday night. Lost a lot of challenges. Here, Barstad strikes out anyways. A lot of challenges won with Wachowski strike zone on Thursday, but tonight, 7 challenges. He's been right 6 times. Yesterday, Lowry, 7 challenges, right 6 times. So this umpire crew has progressed as the series has carried on. 2 down, and Caballero up and fouling off this first pitch. Alfonseca with the Mets this year in 8 relief appearances, 8.68 ERA, and 15 hits in 9 innings. 10 walks and 12 strikeouts. A lot of those walks came at the end of his first time on the roster. One, a ground ball towards Wold. That'll stay fair. Wold picks it up, throws to second, but the third out is recorded, so it's innings over. I think Wold lost track of the outs, taps himself in the chest saying, that one's on me, giving the Mets defense a scare. Yes, there was a fly out in the inning, then a strikeout, and then Wold's three and assist. It is out three. That'll do it for the fifth, second straight scoreless inning. Colina and Alfonseca combined for it. At the halfway point, Jupiter leads St. Lucie 6-3.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will... Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
New pitcher on the mound, as you can see for the Hammerheads, a lefty for the first time tonight, Patrick Murphy. Signed as a minor league free agent earlier this year. Out of independent ball, the Tri-City Valley Cats, 25-year-old from Canton, Ohio. He will handle the home fifth inning. So Steele comes out of the pen, an inning and a third perfect with the strikeout. Villalobos, Ramirez, and Consuegra. A lefty red out of the gate for Murphy. First pitch, hit high into straightaway center for Cody. Waiting and waiting, JV and Cody makes the Villalobos drops to 0-4-2. Alex Ramirez comes up next. A couple of pitching lines for you in this game. The starters, Walters for Jupiter, 2 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned. No walks and 3 strikeouts. Colina, 4 1/3, 6 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. He threw a season-high 95 pitches. Mayers takes this ball for a 2-0 count. High strike, no challenges left. ABS Will down in the press box. He can go home if he wants, right? No challenges left. What's he got to do the rest of the day? Are they paying him to be here? There's a strike two on the corner. Ramirez doesn't like it. As time has gone on with the challenge system, teams have definitely gotten more liberal with their use of the challenges. I mean, they're not saving things for the end of the game. They're not saving them for ball three or ball four, strike three, as Murphy makes the athletic play off the mound. And these players basically feel like they can use it whenever they think they've been wrong, no matter what the situation in the game is, when it is, what the count is. And good play by Murphy, because if that clears his head, Ramirez is too fast for either Santos or Lewis to make a play. So two down and Consueger up. Stanley one for two with an infield hit and a run scored. And he takes the ball high. And a fly to Cody in center. Cody's still running back just before the warning track makes the catch. Ends the inning. JV and Cody's been very busy today. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Murphy. Nine batters in a row retired by three different pitchers. Fifth inning done at Clover. 6-3 Hammerheads.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for hanging out on a, what are we, Saturday night? All these nights run together here this stage of the season. Cooling off a bit. Game time temperature they had at 95. Now mostly cloudy, no threat of rain. Temperature at 86, still very warm. As Miguel Alfonseca gets a ground ball from Cody, who broke his bat. Lugo throws him out. One pitch, one out for Alfonseca in the sixth. And a recap in this game. Two-run homer for Carlos Santiago. Two batters into the game for Jupiter. Cyrus Johnson, a two-run single in the second with two outs. Zach Zubi, a two-run home run in the third. Jupiter led 6-0. That scored three in the home third. Including a home run by Bear Sierta. Single by Consueger and scored a run on an error, and William Lugo, an RBI infield hit. One-oh pitch, a strike at 94. But overall, story this one, really better pitching by the Hammerheads than they've had the last couple of games. Alfonseca's pitch is laced into left center. Ramirez digging it out and spikes a throw back to second. Anahuete Santos, the turnaround first, but holds with the long single. One on, one out for Osiris Johnson, who's working on a three-hit game from the leadoff spot. Two singles, a double, a run, and a two runs. Here's a whippy throw to first base, an error, plants the first base coach, goes all the way into the Jupiter bullpen, and Santos winds up at third. A wild throw at first base, to first base by Alfonseca. Nearly took out, who's coaching first base for the Marlins, or for the Hammerheads? Couldn't see, his jersey number, he's lying on his back. His heart's in his throat. And Santos easily gets the third on the errant pickoff. Some thought that he might even score. A lot of foul ground here. That ball bounded into the bullpen. De Los Santos to run a mile. And Johnson beats that with the fourth hit of the game. That's going to roll maybe all the way to the warning track to the wall. Cyrus Johnson cruising into second with an RBI double. He's 4-for-4. It's 7-3 Hammerheads. He's having himself a day. Drawn in defense or not, that was a hit. That probably would have scored Santos all the way from first, so it's going to be an earned run. So Jupiter gets a run for the first time since the third inning. This is their best offensive output of the series. Carlos Santiago, 1-for-3 with the two-run homer, is up. And he will take a pitch just off the mark. Off-speed pitch away, 2-0. Fly to Consuegra and left, charging in. That's going to be down for a hit. Consuegra's gearing up for a throw home. Here it comes. Villalobos can't make the scoop. Osiris Johnson scores. And up to second on the throw goes Santiago. RBI single for him to make it 8-3, Hammerheads. Hot throw coming in for Villalobos. He stuck his glove out there. If the ball had found the mitt, I think Osiris Johnson would have run right into the tag. Consuegra launching himself forward, ended up on his stomach watching that unfold. Osiris Johnson got a good read off the bat. I thought that might hang up, but he was gone on contact. Probably should have slid, but he scores. Now off Alfonseca. And the first pitch ball to Brady Allen. Correction, Lewis. Allen on deck. Lewis 0-for-3. And pitches out. 2-0. Strike at 93 in the corner. A challenge tried for by Lewis, but there are none left. Saw that last night, last batter of the game. Johnson actually tried to challenge a called third strike at the end of the game. The umpires didn't fall for it. 2-1 pitch fouled away. Evens the count 2-2. Santiago, you see him at second, looks like a nice little player. Called it for the first time this week. He's had a nice debut series. Five hits. Late swing and a miss for a strikeout. And Lewis fooled on the breaker. That is the second out and snaps a string of three straight hits. Now Allen up, and then takes the slider outside. Allen, a fly out and a ground out, yep, and a walk and a run. An ex- Excuse me, check swing. Ball's fouled back behind the plate. Slider too high. Foul strike two. Slider, and that fooled Allen. A couple of confused swings by the Hammerheads there at the end of the inning, but they did plate two in the frame and have opened up a five-run lead. It's 8-3, Jupiter in the middle of the sixth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching the Mets and Hammerheads on MILB.TV.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets were once down six, cut it to three, but now down five again as Jupiter in the sixth inning as the plate. At the plate has four different two-run innings. William Lugo, a good place to turn to, player to turn to start a rally, is 2-4-2 tonight. A double and a single, and he takes this pitch wide by Murphy. Well, Lugo was the last Met to reach base. Nine straight have been retired. Correction, eight straight. That would make more sense, Adam. And swing and a miss there on the changeup. Lugo spanks one into center field, but another ball for Cody has the out. And Cody has now caught, let's see, four of the last six outs. And he's got five putouts today. Junior Tillian has struck out twice, not his night to this point. He goes over the top of this slider, 85. Good pitch on the corner for strike two. Murphy making his 10th relief appearance at 2.31 ERA and a couple of saves. This ball bounces away. 12 strikeouts in 12 innings this year coming into tonight. Faced the Mets a couple of times when the teams met for six games in Jupiter in the middle of June, combining for 2 1/3 innings of one-run ball. Got a win. This ball foul tipped. Good squeeze by Barstad. Tillian strikes out for the third time. That's now 10 in a row from three different pitchers combined. Mets offense hitting a roadblock tonight with Walters, Steele, and Murphy. De Los Santos, 1-for-2 with an infield hit. And if he gets on, there's a good chance he can make his way to third. So threat for offense right in the box. Wano is fouled off. Big cut and a miss. Ball two strikes. Murphy gassed that pitch up to 92, but way out. The pitch, De Los Santos hits it right back to Murphy, waves at it, misses it. Santos juggling it around, can't make a play. Another one of those ground balls that once it passes the mound, forget about it with De Los Santos running. There's Omar Chizin of the night on the infield. And now with two outs, we'll see if Wold will be a little patient. We'll see if Omar tries to steal second. If he steals second, he might just go on to third on the next pitch. That's what he's done several times. League leader with 43 stolen bases. Tougher, though, with Murphy. Not going, Wold golfs over the top of this first pitch at 85. De Los Santos caught stealing earlier today, but because he overslid the bag, he made it there on time. Went too far. The second pitch, a called strike. De Los Santos running. Pitch is fouled away. And Omar will go back. Well, Wold in a spot now where he has to swing at anything close and protect the plate. De Los Santos doesn't have a lead. He's not running. Pitch misses in. Murphy will check on over. Omar safe. One, two. De Los Santos runs. Ball fouled off the tarp. And the battle continues between the lefties, Murphy and Wold. Wold tonight is lined out and grounded out 0-4-2. De Los Santos, I don't think he's tiring out over there. I don't think he gets tired. Even though he's attempted two steals and hasn't been able to go. Another ground ball foul. Jupiter's bullpen has found a hole in the net. Caleb Worcester making a new friend down there, passing off that foul ball. 1-2 pitch, Wold tied up. He strikes out and the inning is over. No runs to the Mets, a hit, no errors, and De Los Santos stranded at first. We'll head to the final third of this game. Jupiter has an 8-3 lead.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Miguel Alfonseca, who again has not pitched in a week, out for another inning. The first 4 1/3 by Colina. And Miguel with the next inning and 2/3. 3 hits and a couple of runs in the last inning. We'll face Zubia, who's had a good game with a walk and a 2-run homer. And slider backs up for strike one. Scores from around the Florida State League today. So everybody's in action and looking like good weather. The other divisional game down the road, Daytona at Palm Beach, started at 6 o'clock. Palm Beach leading 4-2 in the top of the eighth. Palm Beach trying to start the second half 7-1. Again, the Mets await the winner of the second half. See who their playoff opponent is. And a long way to go in the second half. 66 games, but Palm Beach an early three-game lead in the division and aiming to go 6-7-1 today. 2-1 pitch, a strike. You know, Mets, they won on opening night back in April. They won on game two. Mets spent every game of the first half in first place. They spent every game this season the best overall record in the East Division. Touches a ball out. Now, last year, the Mets, they went until sometime in, I think, July with the best record in the East Division as well. Before finally being overtaken by Jupiter, the Mets caught him on the last day. 3-2 coming to Zubia, and he fouls it off. The Mets, 43-29 record. Best overall in the East, just percentage points behind Fort Myers. The best of the 10 teams total in the league. Fort Myers has slumped a little bit after their first half West Division title. There's Zubia swinging and missing. Alfonseca has now struck out 3 batters in a row. A good start to the 7th. The West Division games tonight. Lakeland's up 4-2 at Clearwater in the 7th. Lakeland trying to go 5-2 in the second half. Tampa's up 1-0 at Bradenton. That game just in the 6th inning, though. Tampa tied with Dunedin at 5-2 for first. Dunedin down 2-0 at Fort Myers in the 5th. 1-0 to Barstad. Comes inside, and that hit him. Well, he grimaced quickly, but is not shaking anything or throwing it. That hit him in the hand. He's not looking. He's kind of squeezing. Sandy Crum, the trainer, out to have a look as Barstad walks down the line, and Barstad wants no part of it. And not happy. Not on purpose, of course, but the batter doesn't have to like it. Barstad in a crouch, and he gets tended to. Chance to tell you about what's coming up. Grom Day, final game of the homestand. And for the first time since 2019, the Mets' next series will start the day after the prior series ends. We're going to turn around quick after Sunday and go to Daytona on Monday afternoon. Daytona has opted for its big July 4th celebration on the Monday instead of pushing it to Tuesday. They were given the option, I think all teams were, to play your game on Monday or Tuesday. Daytona opted to play Monday. We'll go up there and we'll see what kind of crowd they have. We've been to Daytona before on a July 4th, and it's a good crowd. Of course, that stadium only fits about 4,000, so you get a crowd of 2,500 or so. It looks really good. So it'll be fun. Then we'll have Tuesday off and then continue the Daytona series Wednesday through Sunday, that dreaded 5:35 Sunday game. No MILB TV, but all games will be called on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Our last visit to Daytona this season. Mets 2-1 in Daytona this year. That's where they started in the 2022 campaign. Barstad will stay in the game. And Jorge Caballero will come to the plate, 0-for-2 with the walk. And a ground ball. Diving stop by Lugo. Throws from his knees to second for the out. The throw back to first, not going to be in time. Outstanding play at the hot corner by Lugo. Takes away a hit and gets the lead runner. A thumbs up from Alfonseca. Excellent glove work by Lugo. Barstad out on the bases. Now he can go get tended to in the dugout, the hand. Two down and Cody up. Ball one low. Cody 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Takes this pitch low. Breaks his bat, grounds it back to Alfonseca, who will throw to first on target. And that winds up just in front of the Mets dugout, giving those folks a scare. Good inning for Alfonseca. Works around the hit batter, puts up a zero. We're at the seventh inning stretch at Clover Park. Jupiter leads the fifth game of the series, 8-3.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No. Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
See, the fans are all turned around because the t-shirt toss is coming from above. Nothing like a free t-shirt to get the folks at Clover Park going. Dancing, having a grand old time here at Clover Park on a hot Saturday. We have fireworks coming up after this game as well. Over 1,200 in attendance tonight. It's been a well-attended homestand. We've gone over 1,000, I think, all but one game. That was last night, and that one, if they counted the dogs, we probably would have gone. Here's a ground ball base hit for Justin Guerrero. Right over the mound. And off of Patrick Murphy, the lefty. He's in for his third inning. Mets down 5, running low on outs. Try to erase a big deficit. On Tuesday, they were down by 4 in the 7th. Put up a big 6 spot. And got the win. There's Bear Sierta. He's homered tonight and grounded out. He takes this pitch wide. Home run number 5, RBI number 10 for Bear Sierta back in the third inning. And he fouls one off the net. Curious about the other teams on Monday. Everybody in the league is playing on Monday and nobody on Tuesday. And nobody took up the option to play on Tuesday and not Monday. Easy one for Jupiter. They're playing Palm Beach. So both those teams. Clearwater's at Dunedin, Bradenton at Lakeland, Fort Myers at Tampa. So those are your Monday games. And it'll be a throwback to years past. The ball fouled away. I think most people like the way the schedule is now. Again, you do something long enough, you get used to it and just accept it. But every series, 6 games, Tuesday through Sunday with a Monday off day. And a foul tip, and that was squeezed by the catcher. Looks like we have a new catcher in there. Maybe Jose Estrada. Tough to see with the chest protector straps. It is. Estrada fills in for Barstad. It's not all surprising after Barstad got hit in the hand. Continued to run the bases until he was forced out. Villalobos up. And he takes a strike. Villalobos, the first batter that Murphy faced. Murphy's done well, just a couple of hits, no runs, 3 strikeouts. And Jupiter is another reliever throwing in the bullpen. 0-1 pitch, a high bouncer out to Santos. He will just go to first. He took the look at second, but Guerrero was too far gone. Well, fielder's choice for Villalobos. Advances the runner, but it is out number 2. Back to the top in Ramirez. Alex looking for his third straight multi-hit game. 2-for-4 the last 2 games and 1-for-3 tonight with a single and a run. Trying to get the Mets 1 back here in the 7th. Cut the deficit in half and he takes the ball low. There's the ball low. Rio pitch, Alex takes it right down Broadway, right down Piazza Drive, be a better way to put it. Now he will take a walk. It's the third straight game with the walk for Ramirez. Guerra is already at second. And Swager will bat, and we'll see if it's going to be against this lefty Murphy. Does not appear so. Angel Espada coming out for a pitching change. Going to bring in a righty to face Swager with two on. Hi, everybody. Adam McDonald. Welcome back up to the broadcast booth during this pitching change. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast on MILB TV. Tomorrow's the big one, no way to put it. If you're out there watching somewhere in New York or anywhere across the country, not here at Clover Park or in the Port St. Lucie area, you'll want to tune in tomorrow night, especially early, for Jacob DeGrom. Buck Showalter today said Jacob's going to rehab with us tomorrow. He's going to throw around 25 pitchers or scheduled to go 2-8. And then Buck started making a few jokes about, what's their name, the Hammerheads? What, Hammerheads? So, yes, it is the Jupiter Hammerheads tomorrow. We'll see how they do. And I'm wondering, will Jupiter send the seventh batter of the game in the lineup to the plate against DeGrom? Or will Jake go 1-2-3, 1-2-3 in the first and second? Either way, it's going to be fun. Again, tune in. We expect good weather. First pitch right on time at 6:10. If you can make it out to the ballpark, please do. Great fireworks show. Lively, exciting entertainment here with DeGrom on the mound. So, but MILB TV tomorrow, 6:10. Don't miss it. Game of the year, biggest broadcast of the year. We can't wait to bring it to you. Now we'll go back to the fields and see who the Hammerheads have for us on the mound. Looks to be Jake Schrand, who pitched a couple of days ago. He will inherit Ramirez on first and Guerra on second. Tickets still available for tomorrow's game, in case you're wondering. It's not a sellout. Likely won't be, but again, it's all assigned seating on July 3rd. So if you want the good seat to catch DeGrom up close, make sure to log on to stluciemets.com tonight and purchase your tickets online. If you want to wait till tomorrow and come walk up, please do so. We'll have a lot of ticket windows open. Gates open tomorrow at 12. We have a softball game and a softball home run derby. Chad Durick annual softball game and home run derby. So you can come watch that at noon. Stay all day if you want. Here's Consuegra as we resume play. First pitch, big curve. Swung on and missed. Stanley tonight, an infield hit and a run. He's 1-4-3. The screen and it's nothing in two. Schrand pitched on Thursday, the Mets 13-3 win. He had to come in and get the last two outs of the ninth or the eighth. So Jupiter had to burn him. He threw 18 pitches, gave up a couple of hits and an inherited run. And Consuegra swings over the top of a curveball picked by Estrada. The inning is over. Consuegra, I'm not sure what his deal is with the umpire. Maybe he felt like there was catcher's interference. Not quite sure, but Strand does his job. Strand's two gets us through the seventh inning, and it's 8-3 Hammerheads.
Hey, fans, get ready. ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We're swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the...
There's another look at the graphic. Jacob deGrom, post-game fireworks tomorrow. Perfect storm here at Clover Park for a Sunday night. Talk about the rarity of playing on a Monday. Even more rare to play on a Sunday night. Just the way the calendar fell this year. Anhuiti Santos in the box to start the top of the eighth. Hammerheads by five. Alfonseca continuing to pitch. Not sure if Miguel can go two more innings. That would be a 4 2/3 for him. That's a long way to go. But this will be helpful as Guerrero fields it and the underhand flip to Wolves. If you missed the announcement earlier with I had that DeGrom starting tomorrow, but then Dom Hamill, who's been the Mets' best starter for over a month, he will follow DeGrom. And he just gets better and better, third-round pick from Dallas Baptist. So it's going to be tough sledding for Jupiter all day tomorrow. This pitch will chase Osiris Johnson off the plate, making him a little uncomfortable. The helmet goes flying as well. He's having close to a career game. Four hits and four tries, three RBI, two runs scored, and a double. A wayward fastball spins him out of the box. This one comes inside and hits him on the hand, and he yells out in agony. And he's going to give a look to Alfonseca. Still looking at him. The umpire is going to walk down in between. Alfonseca's now hit two batters in the hand. And Johnson wanted a fifth hit, won't get it. You know, I asked a pitcher one time, you see what... Carlos Santiago is up at the plate, one on, one out. But I asked a pitcher one time, you know, why when you hit a batter and the batter's slowly walking down the line looking at you, why do you kind of walk towards him? One pitcher told me one time, well, I do that because it's if he was going to come out and rush me, if I walk towards him, then he can't get the head of steam. That made me laugh. And I asked other pitchers that, and they said, well, I haven't heard of that. None of these hit batters are on purpose, but, again, the Hammerheads doesn't mean they just have to smile and go to first. It hurts. 2-1. Swung on a miss by Santiago. Two a little high. You can tell with the way Alfonseca throws that, you know, at this level with that arm angle, he might be prone to a wayward pitch or two. Unique arm slot. 3-2 pitches flow into center by Santiago. Ramirez camps underneath, makes the catch, and Johnson goes. So two down in the top of the eighth. And Lewis takes a slide piece for strike one. Foul out of the stadium. Alfonseca at 50 pitches now. It's a lot of work for a reliever, even with the week between outings. And we'll step off and look. Well, Alfonseca, when he was demoted from St. Lucie, it's not like he just went and sat around and did nothing on the complex side. He played in FCL games. He was still active in pitching, including starting. There's a ball outside. Again, if you broke the season with the St. Lucie Mets pitching staff, and then you are on the opening day roster for the FCL team, and you're probably the best FCL pitcher they have out there. Only one start, though, for the rookie league team. 1-2 pitch, a soft poke into the stands, heads up out there. Lewis takes it up. Stays alive with another foul. Two-two, slider low, full count. Ball for Alfonseca. New ball, balls for the umpire. Pitch clock reset. About the most you'll go with inaction between innings, between pitches nowadays. Look at Johnson. He's running. Pitch is fouled away. We'll do it again. And of course he's running. It's 3-2 with two outs. Saw that pitch clock out there on that high home camera. There it is next to the elite sign. 18 seconds when a runner's on base. Now once Johnson is back and kind of set up, that'll start ticking down. There it goes. That'll be turned off tomorrow when DeGrom is pitching. And when there's a major league rehabber hitter, it's off as well. There's a slider fouled away. So the pitch clock is off. The between batter clock, which is 30 seconds, is off when DeGrom is in there. They'll still do the 2-minute, 15-second between inning clock and a 2-minute, 15-second pitching change. But if a major league rehabber violates either of those, there's no penalty. 3-2 pitch from Alfonseca, and he gets the strikeout. Lewis strikes out for the third time. Another good inning for Alfonseca. He's pitched now two scoreless innings in a row. Mets looking to get back into this game. We'll hit in the eighth, trailing by five.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Lugo, Tillian, De Los Santos due to hit for the Mets against Schrand, who struck out Consueger to end any threat in the seventh. Getting down to the wire here on this Saturday night. This pitch is low. Jupiter trying to win its second game of this series, which the Mets lead 3-1. Mets trying for another big comeback win in the series. Hard ground ball deep to third. Santiago sets, lets it rip in the baseline. Zubia makes the tag. And Lugo's out. Well, not a perfect throw by Santiago, but he gave Zubia a chance. And again, Zubia's been excellent all week. Not sure what happened to him back in the third inning. He kicked one around, but right now that does not appear to be costly. Lugo a little gimpy maybe as he goes back to the dugout. Mets don't need that. He's been a everyday stalwart all season. Junior Tillian trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Not off to a hot start as he cannot check his swing on the bouncer. Struck out in the first, third, and sixth. Twice swinging, once looking. Grounds went out the middle for a hit. Don't forget about four strikeouts. He's going to get a hit tonight. And one out single off of Schrand. It's Mets' ninth hit of the night. Not as many runs tonight as they would have liked, but 9 hits yesterday, 12 hits the night before. So the guy's at least knocking on the door this evening. De Los Santos has 2 of the hits on the infield. Takes one in the dirt. Mets organizational roundup tonight. Let's review that. New York lost 7-3 to Texas. The game started by Trevor Williams. Mets, you know, at the start of the season, not expect to be using in the rotation. But with Max Scherzer due to pitch next week against Cincinnati, Jacob deGrom starting a rehab assignment to tomorrow. I think that's getting Mets fans excited for what could be in the rotation down the pipeline, although you know, Chris Bassett on the injured list and David Peterson on the paternity list. Mets down a couple of more starters for the near term. what the Mets getting. Scherzer back, hopeful to get DeGrom back at some point soon, and then further down the line, Tylor Megill. And maybe the Mets will be at full strength in that rotation. And as they hit the home. Three-one outside. De Los Santos takes a walk on for the third time. He doesn't walk much, but the Mets have first and second with one out for Wold. De Los Santos just the 17th walk in 266 plate appearances. Lehigh Valley upending Syracuse 9-3 in the bottom of the seventh in AAA action. Syracuse not getting in on the rehab fund, are they? At least not yet, as this pitch is outside. Binghamton got Scherzer twice. I think that has a lot to do with the catching situation, because James McCann was rehabbing for Binghamton when Scherzer went on rehab assignment. So you had the Major League battery there, as Wold takes ball two, and then even though Syracuse was home this week and Binghamton was on the road, Scherzer went and pitched to Francisco Alvarez in Hartford for the Rumble Ponies. This ball is sliced foul, so that might be a battery of the future. And Alvarez, according to MLB beat writer Anthony DiComo, on the verge of a promotion to AAA. And he can't be too far away from the majors. 2-1 pitch, and Wold swings and misses for strike two. Now, Reed Brignac saw he did a podcast this week, and he said that if Francisco Alvarez was an outfielder or first baseman, he'd be in the major leagues already. That's how good the bat is. But the catching is such a different animal. He needs more reps catching before he joins a ready to win now. Mets figure Scherzer and Alvarez will be a battery at some point in the next couple of years when Scherzer's still under contract with New York. So they got an early taste of that in Hartford this week. And the Mets getting DeGrom tomorrow, so that means no rehabbers yet. The big names for AAA Syracuse or High A Brooklyn. Brooklyn's a natural rehab spot just because it's right next to Citi Field. Many rehabbers over the years passed through Coney Island. 3-2 pitch on Wold, and he's overpowered with the fastball from Strand for strike number three and out number two.
Number one, second baseman, Justin Guerrero.
Justin Guerrero has a hit tonight. Will bat with two on and two outs. Mets down 8-3 in the eighth. First pitch and spiked in the dirt. Good save by Estrada. Fastball out, 94, 2-0. Binghamton exploding at Hartford tonight, 11-3. Final there as this pitch is in the dirt. Alvarez 1-for-4. Brett Beatty hit a home run tonight. His 10th of the season. Zach Ashford, St. Lucie Met in 2019 and 2021, a home run. Jeremy Vasquez had a three-hit game. Big night for the Rumble Ponies. There's a fly into right, sinking fast, but right into the mitt of Brady Allen. Rare Lions out, inning over. No runs to the Mets, a hit. No errors, two stranded. We're off to the ninth. Jupiter has a 5-run lead over the Mets.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Well, here's something interesting. Miguel Alfonseca, as you see, walking up the back of the mound, he's going to try to finish this game out. Robert Colina was struggling in the then. Internally, I thought to myself, this might be a 4-5 pitcher night at this rate. But the Mets trying to get through the evening with just 2 pitchers. And give credit to Colina for settling down at the end. And Alfonseca having a solid outing so far. 2 runs in 3 2/3. And throws one all the way to the backstop against Brady Allen. So we're in the ninth of the game before the game. Pitch is low, 2-0. Slider not quite as sharp here at the 58 pitch count that it was early. Swing and a miss on the rising fastball. Velocity has also dipped from 94 to 91, and the Mets are going to get activity in the bullpen. That's going to be tough for Miguel to finish this out, working on fumes. Hits 92 with the fastball. Ramon Gomez throwing. Slider right over the plate for a called third strike. Maybe I'm dead wrong about Alfonseca. As soon as I said it's going to be tough to finish and is losing steam, he throws 2 of his best pitches of the night. It's his 6th strikeout. Zubia takes a fastball in. Continuing the organizational roundup, Brooklyn, Hudson Valley today. Luis Moreno took the loss. Remember, he was the pitcher of the month for St. Lucie in May. He's 0-3 in Brooklyn, a 4.22 ERA. That's okay. 6 innings, 1 run today, 9 strikeouts, no walks. That a baby Luis. But a loss. It's not his fault. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run. No walks and 9 Ks, 82 pitches. Two, one up and in. 3 balls and a strike. JT Schwartz pick out of UCLA last year, who finished the season with St. Lucie. Clubbed his 12th double to a .269 batting average after a slow start. There's a fly into deep right center field that's hanging up for a while. Two Mets are there, and it's Alex Ramirez with his friend Omar De Los Santos, and a hug. A catch and a hug. Two down. And Jose Estrada will get his first at-bat of the game. Again, last time this spot in the order came up, Cam Barstad was hit in the hand. Stayed in, ran the bases until he was forced out, and then did not come back to catch. And he takes a fastball high. The lower rungs in the Mets system. FCL Mets won today against the FCL Marlins. That game completed early down in Jupiter in seven innings. 6-1 Mets. Mets Dominican League. One team won, second team lost. Full slate for the entire organization on this Saturday with mixed results. Two-oh pitches high. We need a day where all eight teams win. New York, Syracuse, Binghamton, Brooklyn, St. Lucie, FCL Mets, and both Dominican League teams. Three-one pitches grounded, fouled past third. So it'll be a full count on Estrada. There's not been a 1-2-3 inning yet tonight, pitched between either Colina or Alfonseca. Three-two, and that one's fouled away. Mets in the bottom of the ninth with Bercierta, Villalobos, and Ramirez. Alfonseca's 3-2 pitch, and that's popped up foul. Another lengthy at-bat. Alfonseca, mid-70s now with that pitch count. Three-two. That one's up the middle. Guerrera will field it. Throw off his side. Make the play. That planted off on Seca on the dirt, but he gets the out. A 1-2-3 finish for him. What a lift. Miguel Alfonseca 4 2/3 to finish out regulation for the Mets. Worth another look as this comebacker knocks Alfonseca down. Guerrera able to finish it out. So the Mets will be down to their last three runs when we come back, trailing 8-3.
Pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Caleb Worster, a lefty, was making friends earlier out in the bullpen by handing foul balls underneath the netting. He's on the mound to actually pitch, replacing Schrand, who threw an inning and a third scoreless, allowing just one hit, one walk, and two strikeouts. 20 pitches, 10 strikes. Jupiter trying to snap a two-game losing streak. And Raul Berciarta is up. Jupiter has led since the second batter of the game. Mets have been behind the eight ball all night, once trailed 6-0. Cut it to 6-3, but Jupiter, a couple of runs in the sixth inning, back up to 8-3, and that's the way we've been since. Berciarta swings and misses at the curve. Fouls went away. Worster, non-save situation, although he does have 6 saves and 8 tries this year. That includes 1 save versus the Mets back on June 10th. Fastball outside, 89, full count. Berciarta rolls one over, foul. Stays alive. Ground ball. Zubia can't get it. Strange. He kind of jumped away from the ball and stuck his glove out to his side. Usually you see a player jumping in front of it, not away from it. Let's see what the scoring decision is. E3. That's got to be. Maybe he didn't get a good look. It was hit hard, but infielders don't shy away from hard hit balls. Maybe a bad read. So the Mets will try to take advantage. They aim for their biggest comeback of the year. Fernando Villalobos is up. 0-4-3. And takes this ball high. Worster certainly doesn't want to waste this opportunity with the left-handed batter and set the table for the top of the lineup. Curveball outside, 3-0. And ball 4. And that's still a long way off, but for the 8 and 9 hitters to reach to open an inning, the top of the lineup will have a chance to dig into this deficit. Ramirez is 1-4-3 tonight, single and a walk at the plate. another chance for a two-hit game. Worcester's pitch right over the plate. Most of the crowd has stuck around tonight with the post-game fireworks, heading for a possible three-hour game. But it's moved along as Ramirez goes for the home run cut, comes up empty. One, two, and he swings over the top of the changeup, strikes out. A big out for Worcester. Mets have faced Worcester a few times. April 22nd, down in Jupiter, a perfect inning. And then twice, the last two times the teams played in Jupiter, combining for one run in 3 2/3. Swing and a miss by Consuegra, who's 1-for-4. That scored all three of their runs in one inning. Back in the third inning, Consuegra in the mix hit a ground ball 111 miles an hour right at the shortstop Lewis, who couldn't make a play. Ground ball, base hit, left field. Bear Sierta holds at third. That loads him up. Looking Swager with his second hit of the night. That's making things interesting. They need one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. And you got some big swingers coming up in Tillian and De Los Santos. Well, here's Lugo. He's already got two hits tonight. Mets up to 10 hits in the game. Air, walk, single in this inning. One strikeout. Fly ball, right side, that's going to be foul. Giving it a look, unable to catch, is one of the first Let's Go Mets rally chance of the night. Mets haven't had a lot of rallies this evening. This would constitute one. Bases loaded, one out in the ninth. Ground ball, base hit, and left field. A run in, a second run's being waved in as well. Here comes Villalobos. It's a three-run game. William Lugo with his third hit tonight drives in a pair to make it 8-5. And now the tying run will come to the plate in Junior Tillian. Glenn Dishman, pitching coach, coming out for a visit. Well, the St. Lucie Mets, an incredible 26-7 at home. And not many of those losses have they gone down without a fight. And that's the case again this evening. Junior Tillian due to hit. He's got 7 home runs on the season. It's been a while. Had that 3-homer game in Dunedin in the last game of May. Representing the tying run at the plate. Nobody warming up in the Jupiter bullpen. This is on Worcester. Entered in a non-save chance. First pitch, ball outside. Good take. Again, you're at the crucial point of the game. The teams blew through all their challenges in the first 3.5 innings. So So borderline pitches. I'll have to live with the calls. 1-0. Fly ball. Deep center field. The ballpark will. A groan from the crowd. Ball gets through the infield. Consuegra tags to third. Tillian didn't miss by a whole lot. Didn't quite get to the warning track. Deepest part of the park. On contact, crowd got a rise out of it. And up here it was. Tell it was going to be an out right away. So Tillian puts a charge into one. And now it's De Los Santos, who's been on 3 out of 4 times. He's got 9 home runs on the season. Mets down to their last out, and there's a pitch away. Sweeping curveball at 74 or strike one. A 2-run ninth inning for the Mets. Tying run up right now. High fastball at 88. Ground ball up the middle. It's a base hit for De Los Santos. His third hit of the game. And now with his speed is the tying run on first. And the winning run in Wold will come to the plate. Consuegra scores. It's 8-6. The second 3-run inning of the night for St. Lucie. Saving grace for Worcester here. As he's got a lefty-lefty matchup. Wold trying to get on to keep the game going for Guerrera. And there's that sweeping curveball for a strike. Just a tough matchup for a left-handed hitter. Wold cannot check his swing on the wipeout curve. Strike two. Now he and the Mets are down to their final strike. Now, in case you're wondering, at the major league levels, you go pinch hitter here. The Mets really don't have a threat right now off the bench. Now Wold's the best shot. And again, he was hot coming in. Worcester's 0-2. Wold takes up high. And Worcester changes it up, goes with the high fastball after the two sweeping curveballs. One-two pitch, laid off, 2-2. But Worcester did walk the other lefty he faced in this inning. A 4-pitch walk to Villalobos. And he's only throwing really one good pitch in this at-bat, the first one. Crowds behind Wold. 2-2, outside, ball three. Well, if Wold takes a walk, that would put the tying run on second. Runners will be off. Worcester, the payoff pitch, fought off. Game continues. Mets are down to the bullpen. Might have to work somebody up for a 10th inning. Worcester set. 3-2 again. A ground ball foul. Out to first. One more time at least. Wold and Worcester in a fight at the end. Worcester takes a long look in. Set for the 3-2 again. It's outside, ball four. What a plate appearance by Wold. From 0-2 in a lefty-lefty matchup to a walk. The bases are reloaded. Lugo to third, that doesn't matter so much. De Los Santos, maybe the fastest player in the league. The tying run at second. And Wold, the winning run at first. Guerrera at the plate. 1-4-4 tonight. And another mound visit, second of the inning. This one just between catcher, pitcher. This is a 32-pitch inning. That's a long time for a reliever in one inning. And Jupiter just now starting. Another pitcher warming up. Bottom of the ninth for the Mets, trying to complete a massive comeback. Guerrera trying to end the game on one swing. Misses the high fastball. Curveball low. With everybody from the Mets on the top step. A lot of players pounding on the dugout padding, leaning over. Guerrera, the ninth man of the inning to hit. Guerrera takes this pitch inside. Not sure what pitch that was. That was a hard breaker at 81 compared to the 75, 76 miles per hour sweeping breaking ball. Two-one fouled straight back. That was the pitch. Fastball right in there. Two and two. Once again, the Mets down to a final strike. Every time they've been down to a final strike or out this inning, they've come through. Stadium goes quiet. Pop up, shallow right. This could do it. Two players are there, and it's caught by Allen to end the game. Worcester hangs on for dear life, gets the pop out to shallow right off the bat of Guerrera to strand the bases loaded. The Mets leave the tying run at second, the winning run at first. Spirited comeback by the Mets comes up out here at Clover Park, where they fall to just 26-8 on the season. Good effort by the boys. Maybe they'll use some of that momentum at the end tomorrow. Jupiter wins by a score of 8-6, snapping the Mets' two-game winning streak. Mets still lead the series 3-2. They can get a series victory tomorrow on DeGrom Day. We'll come back and wrap it all up with the post-game show.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach.
Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. Tough to hear, tough to talk as the fireworks shoot off for the first of two nights. We'll make this a quick postgame show. Jupiter wins 8-6. The winning pitcher, Joey Steele, and the losing pitcher, Robert Colina, who drops to 0-3. 6 runs, 12 hits on 3 errors for the Mets. Lugo, 3-for-5 with a double and 3 RBI. Consueger went 2-for-5 with 2 runs. Ramirez picks up a hit. De Los Santos also 3-for-4 tonight. Bears here to hit his 5th home run. For the Hammerheads, Santiago and Zubia both hit 2-run homers. And Osiris Johnson went 4-for-4 with 3 RBI and 2 runs and 2 doubles from the leadoff spot. Mets with the loss dropped to 43-30 on the season, 3-5 in the second half. Jupiter is 38-34 overall, 4-4 in the second half. Ball game played in 3 hours and 4 minutes. An announced crowd of 1,208 baseball-loving souls on a warm Saturday. And now we turn our attention to tomorrow. It's DeGrom Day. Jacob DeGrom will make his first appearance in a game this season, pitching 2 innings for the St. Lucie Mets in the rehab assignment. Encourage you all to come out here to Clover Park if you can. First pitch is at 6:10. Big, big fireworks show to follow. And if you can't, we'll have all the action right here for you on MILB TV with coverage starting at 6 o'clock. You won't want to miss it. That'll do it for this game and this postgame show and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, the Hammerheads 8, the Mets 6. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. I hope all of you out there watching and listening have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.